We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Steve, at 10 in the morning, 6:46 here on a Friday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Federal health officials release recommendations for the Pfizer booster.
Two.
16-year-old girl shot and killed near WSU campus.
One.
Wind surge faces Northwest Arkansas in playoffs tonight at Riverfront Stadium. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We continue to expect a bit of a slowdown in the Waterwalk area, 500 block of South Main, downtown Wichita. The report there of a grass fire. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 85 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 54. Saturday sunny, tomorrow's high 82 degrees. Now a few clouds, 53 degrees. South wind at 8 miles per hour. Steve at 10 in the morning. Don Grant, the CFP, the Money Tracker, is with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
How's the weather out there coming in this morning?
It's a little chilly, but kind of refreshing.
Nice. It's second or third day of autumn. How about that?
Yeah.
We had another up close on Wall Street.
Stocks jumping for a second straight day as fears about a crisis in China's property market eased, and the Federal Reserve kept monetary stimulus in place, at least for now. The Dow up 506 points, the S&P higher by 53, the NASDAQ up 155. Today's gains pushing the major averages back into the green for the week. Earlier this week, concerns about a potential collapse of Chinese developer Evergrande Group spiked. But investors have come to believe the Chinese government won't allow the company to collapse. Salesforce, the big winner today after the cloud company raised full-year revenue guidance. Darden Restaurants, another gainer on positive earnings news. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
6:49, Steve, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, as I said, is right here. And
I am right here.
What the heck is a quitclaim? Ted, what's a quitclaim? You have any idea?
Beats me.
Well, that's why I'm here. I'm here to just, you know, be the dictionary for you.
Okay, well, we'll listen with intensity there.
There's some intensity going on here. You know, we've probably all heard about a quitclaim. This is just something that ran across my desk the other day, and I just thought, you know, a lot of people might not know what it is. So what is it? When's it best utilized? What the heck is it? Uh-huh. Well, the term actually means that the owner of any type of property signs a document stating that he or she quits ownership of the property and releases a claim to convey that property to another. While a quit claim can be on any property, its most common use is in real estate, for a transfer of real estate. Property deeds are used to identify the owner or owners of property. Deeds are classified by the level of warranty provided by the grantor. That's the one transferring the property. A warranty deed provides the greatest level of buyer protection because it is verified by a title search. That's what keep those title companies in business. That means that there are no liens against that property that could cloud the title at a later date. You know, somebody coming back saying, hey, you know, they didn't pay me for this, and so I own part of your property. Well, quit claim deeds offer very little protection to the buyer. They are common when there's, say, an inheritance or a transfer of real estate between family members because there's no warranty, the grantee or the person acquiring the property must trust the grantor that they are getting what they paid for. Now, sometimes if the recorded title of a property is misspelled, like in an error or a simple quitclaim deed is often executed to ensure the owners are correctly identified. When a couple divorces, one partner will often quitclaim ownership of a marital asset. If there is a mortgage, it will remain in both names until it is satisfied. The title deed is completely separate from the loan, so ownership is completely separate. Bottom line, a quitclaim deed is used when both parties understand the property condition and its titling, and both are willing to accept the risks associated with the lack of buyer protection. And they are often utilized when there is no money involved in the transaction, just when property is transferring ownership without a sale. And, of course, if you have any questions on this, you can give me a call, number 634-2222. Just ask for Don Grant.
Don, thank you for clearing up quitclaim for us.
I know that was a big thing burning in your mind.
It was burning. National Punctuation Day.
Oh.
Jeff Rubin founded National Punctuation Day in 2004 as a way to promote the correct usage of punctuation.
Ah.
Did he, exclamation point.
Did he use an Oxford comma, do you think?
I don't know. Huh. Punctuation. So how many people actually pay attention to punctuation in the things you see on social media? I see some pretty lax stuff going on there.
Oh, and spelling just kills me.
Spelling, I don't think people actually, before they hit send or whatever, I don't think people actually proofread what they did.
They couldn't. Yeah. Yeah.
Right, Ted?
Well, because that's what social media is. You're trying to get your stuff out there as soon as possible. Send.
Yeah,
that's right.
And then capitalize it.
The quickness of the yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, are you guys have any pet peeves on punctuation?
Oh, I have a lot of them.
I think, Tim, do I overuse the comma? Did we write an exchange comma?
Well, but you're writing for error.
Yeah.
You're writing that comma to mean you're pausing.
I use
that it means something.
Writing for broadcast and for the teleprompter, I used to always put in too many ellipses.
Yeah.
Because to me, that was my pause. Because a comma wasn't as big of a thing in ellipses.
Right.
And then I carried that into everything else, and I just caught myself, why am I putting so many ellipses
in
here?
I do the same thing, Don.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I do
like
too.
Dot dot dot.
Yeah. And when Jad says he doesn't do that at all.
Hey, I got just a quick thing. I don't know whether you're going to bring it up. You know, we got the chili cook-off.
Yeah, I was going to bring it up, but I'm still talking about punctuation, which is fascinating topic.
Okay. Well, after the quitclaim story, I don't know how more fascinating we can get here, but somebody's got a bone to pick with you, Steve.
Oh, what?
Okay. Apparently, now I didn't hear it, but apparently somebody and they accused you of doing this is saying that Wagonmaster chili was like Manning's chili.
Yeah, we did say that.
Okay.
You said that.
I need you to take that back.
Oh, I don't. Do people not understand that I'm just teasing them?
Okay. Well, I guess
that little
somebody,
minded to take it.
And you know the person who complained. I'll tell you who
I know
it
who
is
it
later.
Is. It's a dummy. It's just a complete moron.
You don't know.
I know the guy. I know who it is.
You have no idea who it is. But no, just so you know, I got to give a little bit of history of that. You know, Mike Friend was a long time cookie. You know, that's the position where they do the cooking.
Yeah, yeah.
And he had developed a pretty darn good chili recipe had won some awards over the years. Tanya Tandok. Remember Tanya's Soup Kitchen,
who was
tragically killed?
Right.
She, probably 15 years ago, got into that chili recipe and perfected it.
Hmm.
And Tanya, so it's Tanya Tandok's hand.
I didn't realize
that. In that chili cook-off. We have one person who's a wagon master, works with a spice company, and we have developed it. We instead of like a tablespoon of this and two tablespoons of that, you know, his company mixes it and bags it for us. So
nice.
it's Tanya's recipe. We like to give her full credit. I think it was based upon Mike Friend's. He was original wagon master.
Sure.
Anyway, I just want to clear that up. But yeah, boy, that's tough when you're telling somebody they're chili. It's like is something like a name brand bag that you can get at the store. That really cuts deep to a few people.
Hey, I'll eat something. I'll tell you what, I don't have a sophisticated palate that all these chili people have, okay? To me, at least it's got some beans in it, it's brown, I'll eat it, you know?
Okay.
So I'm not talking about it. You guys are coming to this like you're all, you know, you're wine experts and chili experts and that's fine.
Well,
that's fine if that's all you're into.
By the way, we spent all day yesterday cooking up 700 pounds of ground beef to go in. I think we're doing 400 gallons of chili this year.
I'm teasing, and I know that
I know
from the guys,
I'm just giving you a hard time.
I know you are too. Wagon Masters is a great group of guys. They all have a great sense of humor. I know.
Oh, yeah. And this particular guy, I'm sure that he is laughing right now.
Oh, sure. Yeah. He probably is, if he understands what's going on.
Yeah.
He's probably in a ditch somewhere drunk.
Well, if he's a wagon master. And you went to school with him.
I know who you're talking about.
And yeah. He was an admiral.
I am teasing him.
But I'm not going to tell you who it is.
Huh, okay. So, thanks for the update.
He's not there. Real tall.
At any rate.
Fast runner. He's the best shape of any guy of his age.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Tomorrow at noon, Douglas and St. Francis. The 2021 Wichita Wagon Masters.
Come on down 11 o'clock or even earlier. It starts at 12. The tasting starts at 12, but you want to get there early to hang out and have a beer.
Now, here, this is just to tell you, I'm going to be serious now. This is a hell of a deal you guys do every year, and I appreciate the effort and the great challenge.
Thank you. Thank you.
You do a fine job, and it's a great, great deal.
And I fight every year when they want to raise the price on beer. I fight and say, no, $3 a beer is great because that way people can afford it, you know? Yeah.
I thought it was a chili cook-off. I didn't think it was a beer.
Well, we have that, too. $5 for a tasting kit? Come on.
All right. It's fantastic. Yeah. I'm going to be Thank there. You. I got it. As a past potentate, I got to be there.
Exactly.
Right?
All right.
All right. Thanks, guys. 6:57, Steve's Ed coming up. 7 o'clock, top of the hour news. We'll hit it all for you. Federal health officials make recommendations for boosters. That's on the way. Steve's Ed in the morning here on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.